Rebecca Chopp lived atop a world built on ideas and leadership. She was a scholar and the first ever woman chancellor at the University of Denver. She was an author, a person whose days were shaped by reading deeply, thinking expansively, and holding complex conversations about meaning, justice, and belief, all with little time for sleep. Her mind was not simply her livelihood. It was a core of her identity. Memory, language, and reflection were tools through which she understood herself and contributed to the world during long days. Slowly, the ease with which she moved through complex ideas began to falter. Reading, a pleasure and refuge, required more effort. Writing felt slower, heavier. Conversations slipped from her grasp. Unease grew, a persistent gnawing sense that something fundamental was changing grew within. Eventually, the diagnosis, early Alzheimer's disease, arrived with brutal clarity. An illness, it's also a prophecy. It tells not only what is wrong, while it suggests what is next. Decline, loss, narrowing of self. For someone whose life had been shaped by intellectual vitality, the diagnosis landed with a terrible blow. There was fear of losing herself with a continuity eroding. As a scholar of religion and ethics, she had spent a lifetime thinking about meaning, dignity, and what constitutes a good life. Now she was forced to confront those questions, not in theory, but in her own vulnerable mind. There was grief for the future she had imagined, the work she might not complete, the independence she might lose. There was anger at the randomness of it, and there was a deep, quiet terror about preparing for a future in which you might slowly disappear. In the midst of that fear, Rebecca did not retreat from engagement. Rather than withdrawing, she chose to face the disease directly. She learned everything she could. She spoke openly about her diagnosis, and crucially, she chose to participate in Alzheimer's research. Treatment options were limited. Hope felt abstract. Research trials were demanding while offering no guarantees. Repeated testing, scans, monitoring brought an emotional burden of knowing that the treatment might not help. That haunted her. Still, she persisted. Rebecca was not driven by naive optimism. She understood that progress in Alzheimer's care depended on a willingness to move into the unknown. She also understood something deeply human. She saw that her participation actually created agency. Research allowed her to become a contributor. Entering the study slowed time into a new rhythm, appointments, assessments, waiting. There were moments of hope and moments of dread. Every test result carried emotional weight, each scan a reckoning. Gradually, something unexpected happened. The disease did not advance as predicted. Stability replaced decline. Loss gave way to preservation. Her cognition did not worsen in feared ways. She wrote, read, engaged meaningfully. The narrative she had feared did not unfold. The treatment was making a difference. Alzheimer's remained a part of her life, but it no longer defined the horizon. Instead of racing toward inevitable loss, she found a reprieve space that allowed her to live more fully in the present. Decline gave way to hope. Today, while not in denial, she renegotiates her relationship with life. She takes long walks, pausing to capture nature and original watercolors. She sleeps long nights. She's become acutely aware of time's fragility, its preciousness, and she is no longer consumed by the fear of disappearing. In this new chapter, her voice carries both gratitude and urgency, as shown in her TEDx presentation. Gratitude for the science that has given her more time, urgency to ensure that others might benefit. She understands her experience as a glimpse of the intersection where research, courage, and community meet. Her life today is slower, more intentional. She writes in her book, Still Me, that the future is held more gently. There is less assumption and more presence. Rebecca speaks of paying attention to relationships, to beauty, to moments that previously passed unnoticed. Alzheimer's has sharpened her awareness of what matters. Rebecca also continues to contribute intellectually, but with a changed posture. Productivity has given way to deeply inhabiting her time. Her story resists moralization. Alzheimer's is not a gift, and she does not pretend otherwise. It is a devastating illness that robs millions of people of memory, dignity, and independence. Still, her journey offers something profoundly human and hope-filled. By refusing to become a prognosis, she stepped into research. Telling her story publicly in her book, Still Me, and through a TEDx talk and multiple interviews, she lives with openness. She has challenged the narrative's slow erasure. Still, her life exists in the tension between uncertainty and hope. Rebecca Chopp's journey before Alzheimer's was marked by accomplishment and authority. Her journey through diagnosis was marked by fear, grief, and courage. Her life now has purpose. It is marked by gratitude, advocacy, and a commitment to living deliberately. Rebecca does not pretend to know what the future holds, but she knows this: the present is hers. She intends to use it thoughtfully, generously, and in service to a future where Alzheimer's is a challenge that humanity is learning how to meet.